This is an amateur recording of Seamus Young's book, How I Learned. It can be found online at his website, SeamusYoung.com/20sided tale.
And smelly. Sweaty and smelly. That's me. Chapter 35. Summer School. I've maintained my habit of minimizing work in boring subjects, skateboarding along the rim of the failure chasm. This has always worked out for me in the past, but I was sick several times this year. On top of that, I was away several times due to the various competitions. I've missed a lot of school, and so managed to fail a couple of classes. One of them was a harmless elective. Unfortunately, the other was not, and so I'm going to be one credit short. I don't attend the cap and gown ceremony. When the school year ends, I still have a couple more months of schooling to complete. Summer school is something of a joke. It's a safety net for kids who end just a credit or two shy of the graduation requirements. It wouldn't make sense to have all these kids repeat an entire year of school just for a couple of classes, so they're all dumped into a classroom and given another shot at it. Summer school is designed to meet the letter of the law with regards to content and class time, while flagrantly disregarding the spirit of the law by teaching the easiest possible material for the shortest possible time and evaluating using the easiest possible tests. Usually, the test is given at the end of the lecture, meaning that you could suffer from amnesia every night without ever harming your grade. School... You could suffer from amnesia every night without ever harming your grade, because they test it right at the end of the class. School is strange in the summer. It's mid-July now. It's hot and quiet here. The hallways are empty. The bulletin boards are bare. The PA system never speaks. The classrooms are all dark, except for our room of misfits, dunces, and slackers. Mom drives me here every morning. I still don't have my license. And I'm here until about lunchtime. I actually like this class. It's run by Mr. Iron, who is a great lecturer, and I have him for science back in 8th grade, and I remember his class fondly. Plus, his name is cool. The pacing of this class is fairly aggressive compared to the standard fast-moving day of 40-minute classes. Here we have an hour of the lecture, then a 10-minute break, then another lecture. One day of this class counts as 3 days of a standard class. The material is easy, but it's hard to sit still for that long. I'm always glad when the break interval comes around. I step away from the bank of urinals and turn to the row of sinks to wash my hands. I stop because C, the second best guy in the school, and a stereotypical football player, is pissing in one of the sinks. There is no established protocol for using a sink when someone else is pissing in a different sink, but it feels like a breach of manners to sidle up next to him. "What are you doing?" asks J, the largest guy in the school and also a member of the football team. C shrugs. "Pissing in the sink." Jay nods. "I'm never using that sink again." I wonder what will become of these guys when we graduate. They're gods now, towering men with big muscles and early facial hair. I never really considered what would happen to them when we reach the ultimate end. Assuming they don't end up playing pro football, what will they do? There isn't huge demand for guys who are tall, aggressive, and not particularly scholarly. The summer semester ends, and I graduate without ceremony. It's an inglorious end to an inglorious school career. It's been a long and ridiculous road, but I'm done. People are telling me I need a degree to get a job in computers. Teachers, parents, basically every adult I know is asking me where I plan to go to college. I have no idea. Having finally escaped this school, do I really need to seek out another and pay for it? For 4 more years? A few weeks before graduation, I was judged to be too immature to make decisions about whether or not I should be allowed to leave school on account of a mind-destroying headache. I needed a pass to be allowed to walk down the hall to the bathroom. Now I'm being asked to make decisions that will cost tens of thousands of dollars and impact the rest of my life. Isn't there some sort of transition between these two extremes? Everyone else seems to know where they want to go to school, even the kids who have no idea what they want to do for a living. They pick out a school and a degree, and we'll work out the details later. I know exactly what I want to do, and I would be doing it right now if I could. I don't know how to compare colleges, I don't know how to apply for colleges, and I don't know how to pay for colleges. I'm considering going into the military. It will delay my career, but I'll have the money I need for college. My grandfather was in the army and was awarded a Purple Heart while fighting Nazis in World War II. My father was a Marine, but left the service well before the Vietnam War got started. I had an uncle who was in the Air Force, another in the Army. Stepdad Dave was in the Navy. Because of all this, I see military service as part of our family tradition and see joining as a natural thing to do. It doesn't really dawn on me that all of my complaints about public school, loss of freedom, loss of privacy, lack of self-time, and infuriating bureaucracy, would be far, far worse in the service. I visit the recruiter. 5 minutes later, I'm back out on the sidewalk with a 1991 be-all-you-can-be calendar and no idea what to do next. My asthma is a complete deal-breaker. They wouldn't even take someone like me to file paperwork. So, I still have no idea how to pay for further education or where to go. I need to figure this out soon.